Well, they're the weird ones, and if you've ever seen her with the laugh and everything else, that's a weird deal going on there. They're the weird ones. Nobody's ever called me weird. I'm a lot of things, but weird I'm not, and I'm up front. And he's not either, I will tell you. JD is not at all. They are.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, August 1st, 2024. Welcome to Day 1290. Russia freed wrongly convicted journalist Evan Gershovich and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan as part of the largest prisoner swap since the Cold War. In total, four Americans, seven Russian political prisoners, and five Germans were released from Russia in exchange for eight Russians who had been imprisoned in the United States, Germany, Norway, Slovenia, and Poland. The most notable prisoner released in the swap is Vadim Krasikov, a convicted Russian assassin who received a life sentence for the 2019 murder of a former Chechen separatist fighter in Germany. Biden called the swap a feat of diplomacy and a powerful example of why it's vital to have friends in this world whom you can trust and depend on. After the prisoner exchange took place at the international airport in Ankara, Turkey, Biden said, "And now their brutal ordeal is over and they're free." Later, when asked about Trump's repeated claims that he could have gotten the hostages out of Russia without concessions, Biden replied, "Why didn't he do it when he was president?" Moving on, Kamala Harris dismissed Donald Trump's accusation that she turned black for political gain, saying his remarks are the same old show of divisiveness and disrespect. She added, "The American people deserve better. The American people deserve a leader who tells the truth, a leader who does not respond with hostility and anger when confronted with the facts. We deserve a leader who understands that our differences do not divide us. They are an essential source of our strength." Mark Kelly, a contender to be Harris's running mate, called Trump's remarks the comments of a desperate, scared old man who has been having his butt kicked by an experienced prosecutor. Kelly added, "I think he's worried, and she's going to continue to do this, and she's going to win the election in November." Meanwhile, J.D. Vance insisted that he has a good relationship with Trump and said that that will keep on going through all the way to November, hopefully past that too. Hours earlier, however, Trump suggested that Vance, who is polling as the worst vice presidential candidate in decades, doesn't matter because vice presidents have virtually no impact on the campaign. Still, after spending days defending himself against his own previous remarks that Democrats are childless cat ladies living miserable lives, Vance said, "Look, it's the same thing they did to Dick Cheney, the same thing they did to Mike Pence. I think that any Republican who comes out of the gate as the new VP nominee is going to get attacked. I have no doubt that the president is confident in the way that I've been doing things." Moving on, a New York appeals court rejected Trump's attempt to lift the gag order against him in his criminal case. Trump argued that the gag order was unnecessary and should be dismissed after he was convicted in May on 34 counts of orchestrating an illegal conspiracy to influence the 2016 election by falsifying business records. Trump also argued that the order was unjust and unconstitutional because it restricts his ability to respond to Kamala Harris, who has framed her candidacy as a choice between a prosecutor and a convicted felon. The five-judge panel, however, agreed with Judge Juan Merchan that the order should remain in place until sentencing, writing that the fair administration of justice necessarily includes sentencing. And finally, Senate Republicans blocked a bipartisan bill that would expand the child tax credit for millions of families and extend some corporate tax breaks. The tax bill passed the House 6 months ago, but fell short of the 60-vote threshold required to defeat a Republican filibuster, ending in a 48-44 vote. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.